Today's learning Shmuel and Nishma's Chaim Luzim Shem Shanaya Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bats Moshe Israel Yisrael Menachem Ben Aram Moshe Tzchus for Shlaim Mechaim Moshe and Malka Yenis Ben Sara and Baruch Bar Sara Malka be Tzchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in the middle of Simen Kuf Pei Vav up to Sif Beis. So Sif Aleph we spoke about women and the Achiyuv and Benching. Here, the Mechabit turns to children. Katan, a katan chayiv mi de rabbanan, kedei lechanchay, he has a chiyuv de rabbanan, because there's a mitzvah of chinuch in order to be mechanach your children to bench. Vahi de ben mevarech la'aviv, and this, that in the Gemara, where, the, so we'll see the Mishnah Berurah explains what the, it's a little bit of a funny usage of words here. That case in the Gemara where the Gemara says that a son can be might see the father. Now, obviously, that's problematic because we remember we learned the same thing by a lady. There we had a Shiloh, she's the Raisa of the Rabban, and we said, therefore, she cannot be might see a man that's a Chiyuv of the Raisa. So what's the Gemara talking about where the Gemara says that a child can be might see his father? Says the Mechaber, Kishalei Achala of Kedei Sviya. The father did not eat kedei sviya, as we said. We already bench, even though we ate a kezias, even though a kezias is less than kedei sviya. She'ein achayiv ela midrabbanan. So the father is only a chi of the rabbanan, and therefore the son is able to be mitzi the father in benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, katan chayiv midrabbanan, a katan is chayiv. excuse me, is chayiv midrabbanan. Okay, Hainu, afilo layocho rak kezias, even if the child only ate a kezias, so the whole chiyuv of, even for an adult at that point, would only be the rabbanon. Gam ken chayiv mid rabbanon lechanchay, because when it comes to the mitzvah of chinuch, we don't only have to be mechanach our children in the daraisa, we have to be mechanach our children in the rabbanon as well. Vahi, the now, interesting enough, remember we learned, we had this whole Shiloh, that if somebody has a chiyuv darabanan to bench and he's mesupik if he benched, he doesn't have to, he does not bench again, safik brachas lahak when it comes to rabbanan. If somebody ate kedei svi and he's a daraisa and he forgot to bench and he has to, and he doesn't remember if he, I'm sorry, he doesn't recall if he benched or not, he does have to bench again since it's a safik daraisa l'chumra. So what happens when you have a child who is eight kedei sviya and is mesupik if he benched or not? So do we say heyos that he's the rabbanon, he doesn't bench because the whole mitzvah of a child is only chinuch, so it's only the rabbanon? Or do we say, being that chinuch is supposed to be to end the actual mitzvah as to when he'll be over bar mitzvah, therefore he should bench again, like he would have to bench again if he was over bar mitzvah? Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that he is supposed to bench again because the point of chinuch is to be mechanach them and doing the mitzvahs the exact same way that they're going to have to do it. Otherwise, if you teach them to do it in a way that's inconsistent with how they're going to have to do it once they are over by mitzvah, then it's not really being mechanach them because they'll end up not knowing what to do. Okay, vahide ben, right, Solomon, what does the mechaber mean to say? Vahide issa b'gemara, this that's brought down the gemara, the ben katam mevarach u'maitzias aviv, that a child that's under bar mitzvah can be bench and can be mitzvah his father, but birchas hamazon, kishe eini day levarach, but the father doesn't know how to bench. What is that case? L'chayra, it's the rabbana being yitzah deraisa. No, so he said, kishe lo yachal av kedei sviya, the father did not eat kedei sviya. Aval im achal av kedei sviya. If the father did eat kedei sviya, shechayav levarach min ha-toyra, he has a chi of deraisa to bench. Ein b'noyer katan, shemachu yivrak min derabbana yachal ha-tziya. The child that's only the rabbanon cannot be mitzi him. V'kasser acharnim, the katan ain't mitzi isha. The same with the raisa chayeves. A katan cannot be mitzi an isha that ate kedei sviya. Because remember, what was the shaila by a woman? Is machloikis? Is she a rabbanon? Is she a raisa? If she's the rabbanon, then technically the katan can be mitzi her. But mitzad that she might be a raisa, the katan cannot be mitzi her. So therefore, a katan cannot be mitzi a woman who ate kedei sviya. She'ein echayiv elu midrabbanon, v'im gam haben lo yochel v'dei sviya. What happens? We said a katan can be mitzi his father if his father didn't eat kedei sviya, because they're both rabbanons. But that is assuming that the katan ate kedei sviya. But what happens if this child also did not eat kedei sviya? The child only ate one kezias. The havi etzloi trei drabbanon, is two drabbanons. In Moitziyavav, yesh deis bein ha-poskim, there's deis and poskim. Do we say it's a drabbanim being moitzi drabbanim, and it's two independent drabbanim that the child has, but mitaris to being moitzi, it's just the drabbanim being moitzi drabbanim, and therefore it's okay. But yesh lahachma says the Mishabura is that you should be machmer and not have a katan be moitzi an adult if they both only ate less than kedei sviya. Because the katan would be two rabbanans and the adult would be only one rabbanan. Says the Mechaber Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, the Yukim Menusach Birchas HaMazon is going to go through some of the specifics with regards, we're going to start over here with regards to the Nusach in the Birchas HaMazon. Yesh Oimrim, there were those who used to say before they started benching, Baruch Masbiya L'Revim, blessed is he who is gives sevia, who satiates those who are hungry. So I've never seen this minik. I don't know if anybody else here has seen this minik, but you are not supposed to say it. Sometimes adding on is making things worse. So he says this is not the nusach that we have, and therefore it should not be said. So it comes to the end of benching, right? So what are we supposed to say? Just so I don't misquote, let's open up over here the benching. I am tired and I'll probably mess it up if I do it by pair. Okay, so at the end of benching, we say, instead of Birchas Hazan, right, which we say, Hazan Asayim Kulay, Betubay, Bechein, Bechetad, right, we finish off Hazan Asakol. So instead, he says it in Aramaic, Brich Rachmana, blessed is the Hashem, Rahman is Hashem, Malkah Mare, the king of the world, the high pita of this food, of this zan, right? So he says, Yatza, so you essentially said the same point that's in the brach, and therefore you're Yatza. The Yeshaimer, Rahmana, the zan, Koila. It's not enough to say, Brich Rahmana, the zan, you have to say, you have to say Brich Rachmana the Zan Koil. That's the equivalent of Hazan es Hakoil. So let's see all this in the Mishabura. Yeshayim and Baruch. Do people used to say Baruch Maspiya La Raven? Hanishayin Ahagim Loi Mekoydem Aschalos Birchas Hamazon. Before they would start Birchas Hamazon, they would say this. You shouldn't say this. Amosif Gareya. If you add on, you're just making things worse. You're taking away. Amosif is Gareya. Is actually making things less. The Ein Lahoisav Metbeis Shetavu Chachamim. We're not supposed to be add on to anything to the coin that the Chachamim minted for us. Okay, now the Mishmur says further. Lo yomer ki lo oilam chastoy imanu. Okay, right. You shouldn't add in the word imanu ki chasadav hemin kolchai. It's not only with us. So you shouldn't say ki lo oilam chastoy imanu. Just say ki lo oilam chastoy. Okay, sha'ata zon. Is a kometz tachas hashin. Okay, so it's sha'ata zan. Anachnu moidim, we say, v'loi anu. We don't say anu. The anu, hu lashon aninus. The word anu is a sign of pain versus the lashon of anu, anachnu, which means us. Befi kol chai, right? V'loi befe, you're supposed to say befi. Re'enu is b'shva tachas harash, I'm sorry, v'loy b'cholam. It's not re'enu, it's re'enu. Kihi l'shoin b'kasha, that is the expression of a request. Okay. Umitam zet tzarech loyma zunenu b'melukmum. If you're a chassidus, you say zinayni. V'loy chasa lanu, v'al yechsar lanu. Okay, so the Mishabur is just telling us, again, follow along inside the bencher, we have it all correctly. Okay. Then we said that if a person says Malka Mare, according to what we're going to learn later on, Reish Yedalet, Mary Dama Malka the Olma, because if you just say Brich Rachmana, right? Brich Machmana Malka, that's like saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech. But we also have to say Ha'olam, right? Because if we're going to say it in Aramaic, the point that the Machab is telling us that it's okay to say it, you yoitza, but you still got to say the exact same thing that you said in the bracha that the Chachamim were masakin. The bracha that the Chachamim were masakin says melech ha'olam, not just melech. So you can't just say brich malka, you have to add in the word the olma. Okay. Yotzi this bracha. So you got up there and you said, Brich Rachmana Malka Mara da Malka the Oma Mare the Hai Pita, right? Brich Rachmana the Zan Koila. That was your whole first bracha. Your yaitza, v'av shekitza ma'od ha'bracha, you shorten the bracha a lot, v'lo yomra k'nusach shetikna chacham l'shayin kodesh, and you didn't say it like the nusach, afil ha'ach yotza v'di'evet, hoyo v'hiske shem, you mentioned Hashem's name, the Hashem is baruch ha'yu kodesh, v'lo shalom rachmana, rachmana is Hashem's name, u'malchus, you said malchus, v'inyin ha'bracha, and the main point of the bracha, that Hashem gives us food, and therefore, your yaitza, so although you didn't say every word that's in the benching, you didn't translate every word, but the chalapachas, you said the key points that have to be said. Umashmaoid, the day rishon afshalechitem gamke mahani. Even if you didn't say the brich rachmana dozan koil, you didn't finish off the bracha. You also yaitza. Now, why is that a chiddush? The after the came along the mekayim shamru lachdom and rishon shaloi lachdom. Wherever the chachamim made a bracha and they said there should be an opening and a chasima. For example, in the first bracha of benching, we say baruch atah Hashem alikenu melech ha'olam. And then we finish off Baruch Atah Hashem Azanas HaKol. So that is a bracha that the Chacham told us to be lachtoim, to not only do a bracha in the beginning, but to also close with a bracha. Mikol makom b'di'eved yaitza, b'di'eved yaitza. V'adei Ashniya, that says you have to say Brich Rachmana Dizan Kol. Svi'loi d'hu lakuvaf b'di'eved, that if you don't close out with another baruch, then you're not yaitza. V'ayim b'bashikosav, the nearly l'ika day azoi, like the second shita, you'd have to say this whole thing. V'viyabel yirabba. This that the Mechaber told us that you yotz if you make the bracha in this way is only by the Eved. You should not change at all from the bracha that the Chachamim gave us. Like the Rambam explains in Hilchas Kriya Shema, Perik Aleph, Hilchas Brachas. The Yoladim Ketanim, Nucha Lachanchem Lachatchilim Nusach Zumi Birchas Hazan. When it comes to young children, right? So although we said when it comes to chinuch, you're supposed to be able to mechanech them and exactly what they're going to have to do when they're older. But practically speaking, when they're very young, small children, you're not going to be able to get them to do the whole benching. So it's okay to teach them a part of the first bracha and or even this nusach. And then over time, as they get from first grade to second grade to third grade, keep on teaching them more. And which we see a lot by the yeshivas, when they're very young, they might teach them only to say the first bracha of benching. Once they get older, they do the first bracha and noida, balakoil, and they keep growing as they grow. So actually the levara kol bracha b'tikituna. So since they know that you're teaching them, they know there's more. You're teaching them a little bit at a time until they're going to get to the point they're going to be able to say the whole benching. That is okay. Let's see Siv Beis. We still have another few minutes. The Birchas Haaretz. When it comes to Birchas Haaretz, okay, that's the second bracha. La Rosh La Yomer. According to the Rosh La Yomer, Shechalta Lavisenu Eretz Chemda Bris Utaira. Okay. That was a nusach that he had. Chari Amra al briska shchamtu b'tsareinu v'ataraska shalom adatanu v'dai b'pamechad. So they used to repeat bris and tyra twice. So they would say noydel chashem akenal shachad l'vseini eretz chem the tyra rechava bris v'tyra. Right? They would be stuck in over there. And then it said al briska shchamtu b'tsareinu v'ataraska shalom adatanu. He says you shouldn't add in those words because it's repeating it. But Rambam chaylik, the Rambam argues. And he had this version that did have Bris and Torah mentioned twice. V'divrei Rosh HaMikra says the Ramah, we paskin as we have in our benches with like the first version, we only mention Bris and Torah once. We're saying al Bris Chachamta b'sareinu v'ataras Chashalim aditanu. Bris and Torah. So what does that mean? Kimin uschasam ha'yikasev. Shen chalto laviseinu. You were manchul to our fathers. Eretz. Chemda toivu rechava. A beautiful, sweet land. Wide. Bris v'toira, but alzeh shekosav, alzeh kosav rosh, the rosh says, drop the words, bris v'toira, shere yoyma afikach, because later on in the bracha, as we know, we'll say, al bris v'shachsamta b'sareinu, ve'al tairoscha shalim adetanu. U'madam ha-gemara, tzorach sheyaske b'bris v'toira, so this is important, the gemara tells you, you have to mention bris v'toira in the benching, hainu, he'inyin shal bris v'toira, not that you have to say the words bris v'toira, but the idea of bris v'toira. So this You don't, according to the Rosh and according to our Nosach, you don't have to mention it twice. You don't have to specifically say the word Bris HaTorah, but you do have to know that the words Val Bris HaShamta B'Sareinu V'Tadash HaMadatanu is one of the ikrim of benching that has to be said, and you cannot leave those out. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in Yetzir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.